We all grocery shop, right? You spend a lot more of that money in the grocery store. There's no doubt about that. Restaurant prices continue to climb as the year goes on. Global supply issues, tariffs, the effects still lingering, labor shortages, and extreme weather are driving up food and beverage costs. Beer, burritos, burgers, coffee all saw year-over-year price increases, with cold brew coffee going up the most. That's my favorite. I love the cold brew. And the lighter brown, the better. I'm a coffee wimp. But cold brew coffee prices are going up big time. Let's run through a little bit of this. How about beer? The median monthly price on beer on restaurant menus is up 2.5% over last year. It doesn't seem like a lot, right? But every category almost is up. That's up 2.5%. Burgers. The monthly price of burgers on menus is up 3.2% compared to last year due to decreasing herd sizes, production costs at meatpacking plants, export demands, droughts. They've all collectively pushed meat prices higher in recent years. How about burritos? Have you ever noticed the burrito the size of your head is getting smaller? It's not the size of your head anymore. And prices are up. The median monthly price of burritos on restaurant menus up 3.3% from last year. That cold brew coffee I was telling you about, it's up 4.7% from last year. Coffee, hot coffee, up 3.2%. Coffee's had a lot of issues. Weather has been a big thing in the bean belt, down like in Latin America and on the other side of the world. It's been drought stricken. So weather's been a big deal, and also some flooding. Tariffs have also really impacted coffee significantly. So to that end, the Trump administration says that import taxes on coffee and bananas will be lowered as part of new trade deals with four Latin American countries. Those countries are with Argentina, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Ecuador. Big coffee countries, big banana countries. As a matter of fact, Guatemala and Ecuador are the biggest exporters of bananas to the U.S. So tariffs will remain in effect, the reciprocal tariffs from those countries. But the deals will exempt products that cannot be produced in the U.S., quote, in sufficient quantities. Here's the loophole they're throwing out there. If they can't make it here in big quantities, the tariffs will go away. That means things like coffee and bananas would be exempt. Last week, you might remember the Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent, vowed to lower coffee prices. They're up about 20% this year. He also, at that time, signaled relief on bananas and other fruits. So now, coffee, cocoa, and bananas are being singled out as examples of imports from the four Latin American countries that are poised to escape tariffs. So that cup of coffee is not going to go up as much. Do any of us really think it's going to go back to what it was or go down? My guess is it never stays long-term below what it was before this whole thing started. But it will, at the very least, cease to continue to rise, according to experts. Let's check out the WTMJ Annex Wealth Management Market Update. The NASDAQ on the day was up 30 points. The Dow on the day was down another 309. The S&P was down 4. Okay, so the markets have had a rough week. So I wanted to look at this. The NASDAQ year-to-date, okay, let's look at the big picture. Year-to-date, the NASDAQ is up 19%. 19% if your investments are in the NASDAQ. That's how the year has gone. How about the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which has really had a rough week? Year-to-date, though, the Dow is up 11%. It's up 11% on the year. The S&P 500, I mentioned it was down a little bit today. Year-to-date, the S&P 500 is up 14.5%. It has been absolutely soaring.